Hi everybody, I'm Kat.
And I'm Celine.
And today we are here to tell you an interesting fact about something you use every day. Celine, have you ever wondered why there's a hole in the caps of some kinds of pens?
What? Is there a hole in the cap? I didn't even notice it. Okay, 你有注意到这个笔盖上面呢，很多笔盖上面是有洞的吗？ I didn't even notice that. So, what do you think the reason is?
I thought people might just want to save money on making them because it's less plastic. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's possible. Or is it easier to make it that way?
Could be. What could be some other reasons for making it?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just running out of ideas. I don't know what other reasons could be. So, maybe.
Yeah, let's just see what the article has to say about it.
Yeah.
A plus Encyclopedia.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about pen caps. The question of the day is, why do some pen caps have a hole on top of them? A. The hole makes the pens last longer. B. The hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. C. It costs less money to make the caps that way. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. Each year, about 100 people in the U.S. die from choking on pen caps. This number used to be higher. In 1991, French company Bic spent some time testing new ideas. They started making pens with a hole on top of the caps. The hole lets people breathe if a pen cap gets stuck in their airway. This way, they have time to get help at a hospital. Many other pen companies now also use Bic's idea.
Word power!
Cap. Cap. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast. Swallow, swallow. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. Number, number. Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3. Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3. Company, company. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers.
Okay, so the article today starts off with a question. Why do some pen caps have a hole on top of them?
这个月的知识库要问大家什么样的问题呢？这次问题是，为什么有些笔盖会有一个孔，一个洞在上面呢？哎，没错，就是这么令人困惑。Why is there a hole on top of a pen cap?
Well, and so here's our first word power word. The word is cap. Cap is a noun spelled just like it sounds. C-A-P. C-A-P. A cap is simply a thing that fits on top of something else. Usually, smaller things have caps like pens, bottles, or markers. Another kind of cap that you might see is the one that you wear on your head. And here's an example sentence for the word cap. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast.
好，我们刚刚看到的 cap 呢，是我们今天第一个单字，那是什么意思嘞？它是一个名词，意思是盖子、罩子或者是套子等等。那笔盖是一种 cap， 相机镜头的盖子呢，也是一种 cap， 跟这个我们学过的 lid L-I-D 是不一样的。以前我们学过 lid 是这个锅盖，就是盖住这种就是锅子的，跟 cap 不一样。那刚刚的例句意思呢，就是别忘了把盖子盖回彩色笔上，不然它很快就会干掉咯。
So, for the question in the article, we get three choices. The first is choice A, the hole makes the pens last longer.
选项 A 是什么嘞？这个洞会让笔可以用久一点。Last 在这边呢，指的是动词哦，意思是保持可以用的状态。那在讲笔的时候呢，就是在想说，哎，可以用久一点的意思哦。
So choice B, the hole saves lives if people swallow the caps.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
A cap saving your life.
接下来呢，我们看到选项 B 哦，当人们把这个盖子吞下去的时候，这个洞可以干嘛？可以救命哎！哎呦，这个洞有这么大功能哦。It can save lives. Is it possible?
I don't know. Maybe it's got some superpower or spell or something. And this brings us to word power word number two, swallow. Swallow is a verb. Swallow is spelled S-W-A-L-L-O-W. S-W-A-L-L-O-W. So how do we define swallow? When you are eating something or drinking something, the food or the drink doesn't just go straight down to your stomach, right? You have to move your throat like that and make it go down. You have to swallow your food or your drink. And here's an example sentence for swallow. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. So Jane dropped the ham and the dog... There you go.
在选项 B, 我们看到今天的第二个单字也就是 swallow。swallow 当动词它意思呢是吞咽。那刚刚例句的意思呢就是Jane 把火腿就是掉下来以后呢，狗狗就马上把它一口吞下。那通常呢，就是在说不经过特别咀嚼那种状况，就是直接吞下去就是 swallow。但特别是这个 swallow 当做名词来解释的话呢，它还有这个燕子的意思，就是这个燕子可以飞的燕子。
Okay, yeah. Let's
see our option C.
Option C. Yep. Option C says it costs less money.To make the caps that way. So it costs less money to make a hole in the cap. That's what I said first.
Is it possible? 最后就是选项 C 啦。这样做呢，这个笔盖比较省钱。Cost less money 就是花费会比较少的意思哦。那 make something in what way? 就是说用什么方法做某个东西。那 in 通常是可以省略的啦。所以你看我们文章里是没有 in 的哦。So what do you think?What's the correct answer?
Well, according to the article, the correct answer is B. The hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Wow.
I seriously can't.
Yeah.
大家猜到了吗？答案呢、wow. 就是 B 哦。也就是说 the hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. 当人们把盖子吞下去的时候这个洞可以救命哎！是不是没想到一个洞有这么强大的功能？我也是很惊讶。Well, what's the article say?
I guess, yeah, okay, let's find out how this actually works.
Okay.
The article says, each year, about 100 people in the U.S. die from choking on pen caps.
Wow.
100 people.
Wow. You're from U.S., right?
I am.
You're from the U.S.
Yeah, I am.
So, yeah. Do you believe that?
Considering there's about 300 million people in the U.S., maybe a little bit more. Maybe 100 people is believable.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，接下来呢，我们就来看看这件事情背后的原因了。那每年美国呢，大约有100个人因为被笔盖噎住窒息而死哦。我们先来看看 choke 这个动词，它意思就是噎住。那 choke on something 就是因为什么东西噎住哦。例如，因为果冻噎着了，那就是 choke on jelly。 秋冈 jelly。那么接下来我们看看这个更前面的这个片语，叫做 die from。die from 就是因为什么而死亡而过世。So die from choking on pen caps 就是被笔盖噎住窒息而死了。So that sounds a bit scary. So why do people want to swallow their pen caps though?
Maybe it's young children. Sometimes young kids put things in their mouths without thinking about what they're doing, and maybe they will swallow it by accident.
Okay, So maybe they are just experiencing
True.
their lives.
Yeah, just how they like to have little toys and yummy!
Yummy!
But okay. The article says this number used to be higher.
什么
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100人原来还是减少后的数量。这文章这句话就说 The number used to be higher. 这个数字以前还更高呢。Used to 加原形动词意思就是以前怎么样曾经怎么样。
The word power word here we've got is number. Number is a noun and number is spelled N-U-M-B-E-R.N-U-M-B-E-R. A number is just what you use to count. It could be a small number like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or a big number like 20,000. I don't have 20,000 fingers. The number we are talking about in this article is 100, 100 people. The example sentence for this word is, Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3.Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3.
Number 是我们今天的第三个单字哦，它是一个名词，意思是数字。那文章中讲的当然就是在讲死亡人数啦。那所以以前呢，这个人数是更高的哦。那刚刚例句就是说，你有幸运数字吗？我的是3。那除了当作数字以外，你一定也知道说它在不同的情况下可以有不同的解释。例如你可能会听到这个 phone number, 这边指的呢就是 number 就是在说电话号码了。
All right, so how did they solve this problem? Why did the number go from high to low? The article says, In 1991, French company BIC spent some time testing new ideas.
接下来呢我们的文章就说了在1991年的时候呢这个法国公司 BIC 花了一些时间这个测试新点子 That's not too long ago
Yeah, that's less than 30 years
Yeah, 所以 spend some time doing something 就是说花了一些时间做某些事情那这也是我们今天的 Magic Box 我们一起来听听 Magic Box 老师跟我们讲怎么用 cost, spendTake love.
Magic box, 找亮点。
噔噔噔噔噔噔，大家好，我就是阿汤哥，国际知名的动作片巨星。阿汤哥最近推出电影了，请大家务必要去电影院来欣赏了。I spent so much time on this movie， 我花了好多好多时间来制作这部电影哦，可谓我毕生心血啊。花了多久时间 ？It took me 1 year to film this one. 光是拍摄我就花了1年呢，更别说那些后制特效、音效哦。It also cost the producer lots of money. 同时呢，这部片也花了制作人非常多的钱呢。所以呢，拜托各位要多多支持啊！所以不管做任何事情哦，都要有成本概念。这个成本呢，不只是钱，也包含时间、人力等等等等。所以呢花钱花时间这个花英文该怎么说呢这个大有学问了你如果说 flower 那个花我揍你哦好所以呢不是 flower 那花钱花时间的这个花到底怎么讲呢我们有三个动词可以使用了首先呢我们先来认识第一个它叫做 spend S-P-E-N-D OK 它就表示花钱花时间人花钱花时间那它的过去式呢是 spent OK S-P-E-N-T不规则的变化要特别注意 OK 那它的句型呢我们就要用人来当主词了我们呢可以说 somebody spend 钱或者是时间 on something or 你可以说 somebody spend 钱或时间 doing something 两种 这个用法。那呢，我们可以造个例句了，比方说呢，我花了很多时间来制作这部电影。I spent lots of time on this movie. 我花了很多时间制作这部电影。或者是呢，我们可以用这个 VING 的用法。I spent lots of time making this movie. OK, 两种用法都对。那 spend 除了花时间之外，也可以花钱哦。我们可以说呢， I spent $200 on these trousers. I spent $200 on these trousers. OK, 我花了200块美金买这件裤子。Or you can say, I spent $200 buying these trousers. I spent $200 buying these trousers. 好的，看完了 spend, 接下来两个动词就要注意它的主词了。刚刚呢，我们特别说 spend 它的主词是人，人花了多少钱，人花了多少时间。接下来这两个动词呢，则是东西或事情花了人多少时间或金钱，不太一样，要特别注意咯。首先呢，我们就要来看一下 cost。 cost 这个动词的意思就是价值，所以当我们用来表示花费的时候呢，自然是指花费金钱。它的句型呢，你可以说东西 cost 人多少钱。例如呢，我们刚刚看完我的裤子，可以看一下我的上衣哦。 This t-shirt cost me $300. 这件衣服花了我300块美金。 This t-shirt cost me $300.注意到呢，我们的主词是 T-shirt, 跟刚刚 spend 是用人当主词不一样。那补充一下呢，我们 cost 的变化，动词变化呢也是不规则的了。它的过去式、现在式呢，我们都说 cost, OK? 那呢，我们刚刚的句子呢，除了用这个东西当主词之外，我们也可以使用虚主词的用法，使用 it 当作主词，我们就可以把句子改写成 it cost 人多少钱 to do something。OK, 比方说我刚刚说买这件 T-shirt 花了我300块。It cost me $300 to buy this T-shirt. It cost me $300 to buy this T-shirt. OK, 意思一样。我们呢可以把这两种句型来做兑换。那至于时间呢，时间的话呢，我们就可以使用 take 这个动词了。它的句型呢，我们就用这个事情跟东西来当作主词哦。我们可以说呢，事情 take 人多少时间。OK, 这里的主词哦，是跟刚刚这个 cost 一样。你呢，也可以使用 it 虚主词来代替，或者是呢，我们直接使用 ving 来当作主词哦。我们呢，可以说 it took me 15 hours to get here. 从美国来到这里花了我15个小时。或者是呢，我们可以说 getting here took me 15 hours, 抵达这里呢，这件事情花了我15个小时。现在呢，你已经知道花费呢有三种用法。最后补充给你，我们 spend 和 cost take 这两组动词要怎么互换呢？刚刚说呢，一个主词是人，另一组的主词是事物，所以呢，我们就把主词的位置对调，就可以互换这两组动词了。例如呢，刚刚说我买裤子花了200块 ，I spent $200 on these trousers。反过来呢，我们就可以把这个裤子当成主词了 ，These trousers cost me $200. 或者是呢，花时间 getting here took me 15 hours, 来这里花了我15个小时，我也可以换成我花了15个小时来到这里。I spent 15 hours getting here. 你也赶快自己在家里练习看看吧。
All right. And in that sentence, we also have our next word power word, company. Company is a noun, and it is spelled C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.C-O-M-P-A-N-Y. A company is a group that makes and sells things that people want. Many people might have a job in a company, like me, or try to start their own. They can have a lot of people or just a few. They can make a lot of things or just a few. Some companies you might know are Apple, Coca-Cola, Google, Adidas, and McDonald's. Those are all famous companies in the world.So here's an example sentence for company. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers.
今天第四个单字呢是 company， company 它是一个名词哦，意思呢就是公司。那例句的意思呢就是 Nathan 去年开了一间自己的公司，那这间公司专卖电脑。开公司呢就可以用 open a company。
Yep, open a company. Alright, so continuing with the article, the company Bic started makingthey started making pens with a hole on top of the caps.
Okay,、yeah. 这间法国公司 Bic、嗯、是不是就是在测试他们的新点子吗？哎，他们做了什么呢？他们开始做盖子上面有洞的笔。With 什么什么呢？就代表这个附带的状况。所以这种笔附带了什么状况呢？就是附带盖子上面有洞这个状况。所以 a hole on top of the caps.、
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's the usage of the hole?So it says, the hole lets people breathe if a pen cap gets stuck in their airway.
Okay, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
Airway.、Okay, 重点终于来啦。这个洞有什么功能呢？如果这个笔盖卡在人的呼吸道，就是 airway 的时候，这个洞可以让人呼吸耶。So, get stuck 就是卡在什么地方。Airway 就刚刚说是呼吸道嘛，是那 let people breathe 就是说让人可以呼吸，那 breathe 就是呼吸的意思哦，它是个动词。
This way, the article says, this way they have time to get help at a hospital. So you can't keep the pen cap in your airway for a long time.
No. The sound must be weird. Like how? Yeah, I guess it would sound like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, 这样一来呢，他们就有时间可以到医院求救了。That's really smart.
For sure. Whoever thought of that must be high in the company by now.
Really?
I hope so. All right. So now it says, many other pen companies now also use Bic's idea.
那许多其他制笔的公司现在也使用 Bic 的点子哦。那所以现在看到很多其实有动的笔，你会发现它不一定是 Bic 家的笔啦。
All right, so we have come to the end of today's article. Let's go to review time!
Yay!
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so for today's review time, Celine and I are going to play Word Association.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Me too, yeah. I love this game. Where I will think of one of the magic box words, or not magic box, word power words, and then I will think of words that are like that, or that have to do with that thing, that are about that thing, and then I will try and get Celine to guess.
Yeah, I'll try to...Just use my imagination to guess the word.
Yeah. Okay. So, let me see. I'm thinking of one of the words. Let me think. It's got to do with pens. Or your head.
My head?
Or maybe like a marker.
Am I looking stupid right now?
No.
Okay. I think it's a cap, right? Cap.
You got
C-A-P
it!
Cap.
Yeah! Yeah. Got it. All right.
So, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Lucky. One, two, three, four.
Oh, number.
Am I giving it away too much?
One, two, three, four. I could have said counting, but yeah. Good. Yay. All right. Okay. Next one. If I have to think, AMC. KFC. Another three-letter one.
Fast food.
No, I don't think AMC makes fast food.
No.
But good try. How about Microsoft?
Oh, those are companies.
Yes, good job. Okay,
my turn. Could be a kind of bird.
Really? A kind of bird? Maybe a parrot?
No. It's like something related to eat and drink.
Eating and drinking. And a kind of bird. Chicken?
Ow! No! fail. Let me try again.
That's okay.
You don't let it go through your throat.
Oh,
I know.
Swallow.
Yes.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, I'm the one who looks stupid there.
I'm sweating right now.
All right. That's all we've got for today.
So, we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A plus encyclopedia.
Why does your pen cap have a hole? Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about pen caps. The question of the day is, why do some pen caps have a hole on top of them? A. The hole makes the pens last longer. B. The hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. C. It costs less money to make the caps that way. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The hole saves lives if people swallow the caps. Each year, about 100 people in the U.S. die from choking on pen caps. This number used to be higher. In 1991, French company Bic spent some time testing new ideas. They started making pens with a hole on top of the caps. The hole lets people breathe if a pen cap gets stuck in their airway. This way, they have time to get help at a hospital. Many other pen companies now also use Bic's idea. Cap. Cap. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast. Don't forget to put the cap back on the marker, or it'll dry out fast. Swallow. Swallow. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. The dog swallowed the piece of ham right after Jane dropped it. Number. Number. Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3. Do you have a lucky number? Mine is 3. Company. Company. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers. Nathan opened his own company last year. It sells computers.